entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. I'm Ruben Hostetler, and joining me...
And I'm Leighton Yoder.
Joining us via the phone, Mr. Leighton Yoder. Leighton, what day is it?
It is, oh my goodness, I've even forgotten the whole format. Monday, October 5th, 2015.
I have forgotten the format as well. And it is episode 115, and if you're... a stickler for numbers, you might notice that the previous episode was 113. So you might be wondering, where is 114? And there's a couple people to blame for that missing episode. And let me get this out of the way right away. 114 will be published soon after 115 is published and online and in your podcast feed. Part of the problem was that this isn't a problem, but the podcast... The last one we recorded, 114, you were actually here in the studio for that recording.
Yeah.
And it was a while ago. It took about a week for our producer, Theodore, to get it edited and sent over to me, which I then go and publish onto the website and add some links and maybe a picture if necessary and a short description so you know what you're getting into. And I just never finished it because I got lazy.
That's nice.
So that was most of the issues was with me. Most of the issues were.
You said that like there's no one specific to blame, and then at the end you just own it and say I am to blame. Wow.
Well, if not me, then who? Now, then when? I think that's the saying.
Well, I mean, you aren't doing it now. You're doing it after we do this podcast.
Exactly. If not now, then later.
Then later, yeah.
Well, either way, it is good to speak with you again, Leighton. And I do apologize to you and to the listeners for not uploading the previous episode. And, I mean, it's more than just that. We haven't recorded in a few weeks as well.
Yeah, this is true.
So, but we are, we're planning... on doing
it's been exactly a month, I'm pretty sure.
The last one was on August 31st, the last uploaded and published podcast.
Right, but then the week after that, when did we record the week after that?
It would have been the
7th?
I'm not sure if it was the 7th. It might have been on a Saturday or a No, it was Monday that we recorded because you stayed. I think you headed home on Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway... There are things to discuss, no question about it. I have a list here on paper. Leighton's got a list over there as well, and so we'll just kind of tag team this episode, going back and forth like a ping pong ball. So I'll serve and give you the first opportunity to share something.
Okay, so you've served.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we, like, did a podcast when I was there so that I don't have to discuss, like, what that whole weekend or anything like that. Like, that's all out of the way. Mm-hmm. They just don't know it yet.
You don't.
Yeah. So, let's just get on with the week after. The week after that I got back home, that I returned to Hillcrest. It would have been, hold on, let me open up my calendar app to see the calendar. Oh my goodness. Oh, the week after, I would have gotten back on the 8th, which is a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly a week from the 8th, if you do math, is the 15th of September. And so,
I believe, is that the Ides, the 15th?
Well, isn't it the Ides of March?
Well, true, but the Ides, I believe it was the 15th of March, but I think you could also say it would be the Ides of September.
The Ides of September. Okay.
Until we get corrected, let's go with that.
All right. Let's get someone mad. The 15th was the beginning. September 15th was the beginning of camp week here at Hillcrest, and so and I got back the 8th, which is exactly 1 week before the beginning of camp week, and I was on the committee to plan that whole shindig, that whole week, as far as like not what they do during the day, but like evening activities and some of the luncheons and just kind of delegating things. So pretty much I spent a week after I got back just laying in bed crying, just the whole every night, just bawling my eyes out, waiting for like the onslaught of camp weekers to ensue. And what's even more frightening is that a couple of them showed up Sunday, which is 2 days before the set date of camp week. And so
now were they just so excited that they couldn't contain staying at home for an extra 2 days, or why did they have, or was it accidental that they showed up 2 days early?
I know at least one of them was there because they were scouring websites, like flight websites, to find the cheapest flight. And it turns out that the cheapest flight was leaving 2 days early, or arriving here 2 days early.
Okay.
And so the guy decided to take it. But just having, and it's just like little things like that that made a few of them come early. And having them come early just like made the reality of camp week like coming all more real to me, and thus affected me even greater. So those last 2 days before camp week, I sobbed extra hard. So restate the question that you had just asked.
Yeah, and just so you listeners know, we had a little breaking connection. We had some technical problems, but I was starting to ask Layton, and here's where I'll continue. You were obviously, you had a lot of responsibilities, and you weren't exactly looking forward to everything you had to do and handle this camp week. I do think some people enjoy just having all that extra like hype and, oh, it's exciting, new people are coming, this is going to be great, kind of like a mini vacation. Do you think that's true, that some people would be like that?
I think like for the camp weekers, they were looking forward to it a lot. I think like, yeah, all of them pretty much. Actually, I know for a fact that a few weren't. They were like persuaded by their friends or something like that.
So what makes some people excited about the adventure and some people like, not so excited?
Well, I think, okay, well, let us discuss what goes on at Camp Week, like the purpose of it. The purpose of Camp Week is, I mean, the main purpose is to clean Hillcrest. But, or like, to do all those little things that can't be done by the staff during the rest of the year.
Okay. Kind of thing. Okay.
And at the same time, it's also a really good way for Hillcrest to recruit more VSers for the future. And we did have a few commit. I mean, like, or like they're totally planning on committing.
Okay, terrific.
So, I mean, that was really good. It's really good.
It's incredible how quick the turnover rate is, because it seems like you've only been there for a few months, and already you're one of the senior people there. So Hillcrest, yes, needs a lot of new commitments, you know, throughout the year to stay staffed.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Trying to think. Okay, so cleaning is a big thing that they do, and recruiting VSers, that's also a really big thing. And that's also why it's kind of a lot of responsibility for the we call it the Camp Week Committee, whoever plans the activities for the evening. Because you have to make sure the activities are fun enough that they have a good time here at Hillcrest. And at the same time, like, make sure they have a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. And, you don't want them to have think that it's all work and it's just a lot of dull responsibilities, then no one would want to show up.
Exactly.
How would you grade yourself?
Like as far as
showing that these campers, what Hillcrest is about, first off, and number two, giving them the best possible experience.
Like one being the worst experience and they have no idea what Hillcrest is about, and 10 being they feel like they are a part of Hillcrest. That's how well they know it, and that they had the most amazing time ever.
Yes, and I'm going to make this difficult on you. You can't pick between 8 and 6.
What?
Yes, because that's just so, typically everyone would say, yeah, I did a pretty good job. It was about a 7. No, you either was it. And maybe this isn't fair, but this isn't necessarily a fair game. But yeah, I'm removing 8 through 6.
Okay, 8 through 6 gone. Well, I know I did better than a 6.
Okay.
I know that. So that means I have to automatically skip to a 9.
And I'm sure it was. I'm sure they enjoyed their time. How much interaction did you have with the campers, or were you more an admin? Were you, you know, told people where to go and when to be there?
Well, the funny thing is, like, I was in charge of all the activities, but I felt like I was the most, like, I was the one who was the most disengaged because I was like so busy planning things out, getting things ready, that I didn't actually get to spend that much time with the camp weekers. I couldn't just hang out with them, really.
And that's fine. One other question. What would you say this whole experience that you went through prepared yourself more, or prepared yourself best as far as in a career move?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to do, I don't know about a career, but just in general, it really helped me with leadership. Like example, prime example, or just like, I don't know, getting things done, productivity, courage. But yeah, prime example, like the first day, all we're doing is we're gonna play softball. Like, no, actually, that wouldn't be the first day. So first day was a Tuesday. Wednesday night of camp week, the second night of camp week, we were going to play softball. They play softball every year, one night. Like every camp week, they play one softball match at least. And it's the camp week guys versus the Hillcrest guys.
Okay.
Or the dorm guys. And so it's like a really big deal. It's a really big rivalry, whatever. And got it for Wednesday. And I reserved the field. I reserved it, but that afternoon I was feeling uneasy. Like this was Wednesday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
Approximately 4 hours. Yeah. No, let's make that 4.5 hours before the game, like before we're supposed to meet at the field to play. I'm feeling uneasy about it. So I called the guy that I reserved it with and like made sure that we still have the field. And he's like, No, someone else has it reserved. Someone else is using it. And I was like, no. It's like,
so
just
what
freaking out.
What did you do?
So the field is like reserved, or the guy who handles it is kind of like the recreational. He's like in charge of reserving a lot of different things like parks and pavilions and softball fields and just different things in the area that are kind of, not quite like a national park, but like the local government.
He'd be like parks and rec.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways, so I drive down to his headquarters where his office is.
And this is after the phone call, like where he said, hey, there is someone else reserved them, and you're driving down there.
Yes. I drive down there, and I, like, knock on his door, and I see him in there, and he's like hiding behind his desk, like pretending to read something.
Did you like have a baseball bat with you, or?
No, I'll tell you what I had with me. I had a fist.
Okay.
And I took that fist, and I really shook the foundation of his office. It's like it was like a jackhammer on the door, and then he like jumps up from his seat, and he's kind of flustered, and then he like kind of goes over. And like slowly, like he has the door, like, you know, it's not a deadbolt, but like those little things that you can lock your door with, like a chain on it that slides.
So is this at his home?
No, this is at his office.
Who has a sliding? It also happens to be, who has a sliding lock like that for their office door?
And he like without unchaining it, he like can still crack the door.
Uh huh.
But like the chain only like lets it open for like 2 inches maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "What do you want?" Okay, I'm kidding. This is nothing.
No, keep on going. This is good.
This is nothing like this. I like walk into what it's like a gymnasium, and to like in the one corner of the gymnasium, he has an office, and then he sees me through like the window in his door, and then he comes out and meets me, and he's like this big dude, whatever, and he totally looks like a chill bro. And he's like, "Hey, man, what can I help you with?" And I was like, "I had reserved the field, and I was told that we have it. I was told that we have the field reserved and that we can use it. And now I'm told that someone else is using it." And he's like, "Well, do you know who you reserved it with?" And I was like, "No, but I know it wasn't you. It was some other guy that was filling in for you." And he's like, "Okay." So, like, right off the bat, I have to like really vouch for him just listening to me, because I could be totally some stranger.
Mm-hmm.
I am a stranger to him, but like, and I have like no proof that I actually did call for the field. I have nothing. I don't have a name like of the guy that I reserved the field with. I don't have any like written, there's no proof. There is no evidence that I actually called. I could just be some guy that's trying to butt in line for the field.
Mm-hmm.
But he hears me out. I tell him, "I have 50 people that are just waiting to play softball this evening." And I'm like just begging him, like, "I'm from Hillcrest. Is there anything you can do?" And he's like, "Well, I'll call the team that has it reserved and see if they can practice on a different field." I was like, "Oh, thank you." And so then he takes my number. And I drive away from his office, just freaking out still, like, what are we going to do? And then he calls me up.
Okay,
what?
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I mean, Hillcrest, it's not flat like Indiana or Illinois, where you could probably just pick anybody's backyard and play softball, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty hilly and wooded, at least right in your area.
Yes. Yes. And so then he calls me up then. And he's like, "Hey, man, I got some good news for you. I called the captain of the other team, of the team that was going to practice there tonight, and they said that you can use the field." I was like, "Yes!" I was just like so overjoyed. And like, this is the truth. I almost started crying. just because there was so much weight released like off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, felt so relieved. And drove to Hillcrest back to Hillcrest with a big smile on my face.
Hey,
and like knowing that it's all okay.
Layton, why did you decide to drive down? Because you did call and they said no. Did you was it like right after that you drove down?
It was like a half hour after I called him.
But what was your reason for driving down versus just giving up?
Well, I called. We had a dean just farewell in August, and I'm sure that he like dealt with this situation before, because he was the main guy that would reserve or like call to reserve fields and stuff, and I called him and I was like, "Dude, we don't have the field. Softball is coming tonight. What do I do?" And he's like, "You just got to go down there and tell him that like you were told that you have it and whatever." So I followed his advice. I drove down there, pleaded my case, and it worked.
The personal touch of Leighton Yoder paid off. Did you at all like tell him that you're somewhat of a local slash internet celebrity?
I told him that I have at least 70 people that listen to my voice weekly. And he was like, oh, okay. No, I didn't say anything about the podcast. And yeah, I even if I would have said something, I doubt that has much merit in his book.
I know. I was being facetious.
But, yes. And just with that was supposed to, that was Wednesday night. That's the second night of camp week. And it was supposed to be like an easy night. Like, all we have to do is show up and play softball. And we put someone in charge, or like someone was in charge of ordering pizza and making sure that pizza was going to be there. Like, all I had to do is make sure that we play softball. That's it. And so it was supposed to be an easy night. And it turns out that there's this big kerfluffle where I have to sway the minds of, well, it was mainly one mind. But then he ended up swaying whatever, a full softball team. I mean,
let's be honest here. You had to get involved with politics, Layton.
Yeah, diplomacy, yo.
Yeah. Well, was this the toughest encounter? It was supposed to be an easy night. Ended up not being so easy. Were there other issues that came up that were more difficult or as difficult to deal with?
It ended up that was probably the most difficult or like unexpected thing that we had to deal with. It was the most unexpected curveball. But in my mind, like when I was there and then, it was supposed to be an easy night. And it turns out that there's this big kerfluffle, and it made me nervous for the rest of the week when we have other things going that to me seemed a lot more complex and a lot more elaborate. That's the word I want.
So it's called Camp Week, and this happened the second official day of Camp Week on Wednesday. Do the campers leave then on Friday, or do they stay through Sunday?
They stay through Tuesday. They're supposed to arrive Tuesday afternoon and then leave Wednesday of the next week. Like Wednesday morning of the next week or Tuesday night.
Okay, wow.
But it is a full week. Boy, oh boy. But while they were here, they did like a really good job cleaning and everything. And they were a lot of fun. It was at least one or two guys that were like nervous about staying in the dorm with a bunch of guys and just not sure how that was going to go. But it ended up that they said that they had like a really fun time in the dorm. Apparently, like, I mean, some guys are a lot more social than others. And so, yeah, for some people, dorm life is just the worst thing ever. Like, oh, you don't get any personal space. But
you're definitely a social person, Layton. Do you look for the not so social people to try to draw them in, or do you more or less let people be as they want to be?
If I know that someone is not so social, I will seek them out, but I won't. If I know that they're a not like an introvert, I will try to be social with them in a one-on-one situation. And like, I won't try to tell them like, hey, like, I'm not going to be the guy out in the volleyball court who sees somebody over on the bench sitting by themselves and be like, hey, you need to come play. If I like know that they hate volleyball and that they don't like being around people that much, I'm not going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the guy who, after my volleyball game is over, I'll walk over and just sit with them and talk one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am.
What was your number one sales pitch to try to convince these campers that they should serve at Hillcrest?
I tried to convince not the director, but the unit leader of Hillcrest. Like, hey, you know what we need to do? We need to give each of these guys $50. And tell them there's plenty more where that came from. If you cut,
so you're going all Donald Trump on them.
Oh yeah,
bribery.
No, I didn't do that. The number one thing, I have to say, the number one thing that we did was probably just in the decorations of the appreciation supper, which is at the end. It's on the Tuesday night, of the next week. It's the very last night. We have an appreciation supper for the Camp Weekers and everything that they did. And we tried to make that as nice and as elaborate as possible. Like, try to be, like, really classy. And, yeah, that was probably, like, the biggest move. Which that every year, that is the biggest thing. That's, like the most important thing to plan for the Camp Week committee.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do a pretty good job as far as decorations. We bought, we bought lights that are, like, they're called a wall of lights. It's a 10 by 10, like, strings of LEDs. It's basically, you have, like, one top string, and then from that string, you have 10, like, I think about 10 strands. Yeah, 10 strands of lights coming down, and each strand is 10 feet long. And it's just, yeah, they're LED lights, basically almost Christmas lights, but a little bit brighter. And we, that we had one section, like one wall of the gym that, or the court that we set up on there at Hillcrest. We set up on a volleyball court.
Okay.
And the whole wall, there was a whole wall of lights, and it looked really cool, especially okay, at night.
Nice. Oh, so was it? Ugh. It was. You're talking about the outdoor volleyball court.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was outside. And that's another thing. We tried to have it outside. What else did we do? Oh, me and Tyler, which was on the Camp Week committee with me, which, bless his heart, he was just amazing. He kept my head on straight this whole time. He's like, he's really chill, and he doesn't really talk. I mean, he does talk, but not near as much as me, especially when I'm nervous. Like, I talk a lot when I'm nervous. And he kept my head on straight through the whole camp week, and then also through the setup. But me and him, we got together, and we got a projector, and then we used the projector to project a world map onto a piece of plywood with brown paper on it.
Okay.
And then we traced out the seven, actually it would have been the six continents, because we didn't include Antarctica in our world map. But then we did like a black drawing of it, or like a black painting, hand painted, of the continents of the world.
Okay.
Because our theme for Camp Week, and the Camp Week committee came up with this, was go into the world. And basically that means that we wanted everyone to just, it was like an emphasis on witnessing and making a difference in the world, or wherever you are, but being engaged in the world and making a difference for Christ. And so that's why we had that big drawing, or the big painting. And we got quite a few compliments about that.
So you,
and I have a picture. I have a picture of it.
Good. Good. Send it to us. I do want to see it. I'm sure listeners do as well. And this might be a good time to bring this up, because when I think of, or when I thought of Hillcrest before, I thought it was a ministry specifically to the older people in Arkansas. But I understand that you also, like, a big part of the ministry is also giving funds and supporting missions abroad. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
So that's kind of
cool.
What
about it?
Well, I was just saying.
Oh, okay. That kinda that's kind of cool.
No, it triggered my mind. I thought that's where you were going when you were talking about drawing a map of the world. I thought you were going to point out that, you know, the people helping here, if you do come to serve at Hillcrest, you're also helping support missions across the world.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, that is true. I did send you that picture then.
Okay.
I don't know if you got it.
Okay. I will get it added to the website for sure.
Yep, yep, yep. Ooh, and I can also send you some decorations.
Sure, sure.
Oh my goodness, I'm having so much fun with this. Sorry, I'm getting so distracted using my phone.
No problem. You can ping the ball back over to me, and I'll talk for a little bit.
Hey, Ruben, what have you been up to?
Well, it's not so much what I've been up to that I want to discuss on this episode, but I do want to mention a few new things in technology. The new iPhone came out since we spoke last, including a new version for the Apple operating system, both for the Mac, which would be like the desktop operating system, OS X, and also for the iPads and iPhones, iOS. And maybe one of the biggest things that I'm excited about isn't specific to iOS, but Verizon now has, they call it advanced calling. And finally, with the iPhone, you can now be on the internet and on a phone call at the same time. Before that, if you, as soon as you'd be making a phone call, your internet connection would be lost. So, for example, that would also mean that if you get a phone call, you couldn't send an iMessage to someone else while you're on the phone, or you couldn't look up something on Maps or even something on the internet, obviously, as well. So that is called advanced calling, and it's not something that's turned on automatically. You need to call into your Verizon person, and they'll turn it on for you. And then after they turn it on, you need to reboot your phone, and then it will automatically become activated. And what that also does is have a, or it increases the voice quality as well. So it's called advanced calling.
Right.
And some other carriers have had this in the past as well, although I'm not so sure about the HD voice, like the high quality voice. I don't know if that's something new with the other carriers or not. But I know you and I are both on Verizon, and I'm assuming most of our listeners are as well, since they are the largest network. But definitely check that out. And again, it's not something you can't even you can't even do it online. You need to call in and talk to your rep, or at least I had to. I couldn't do it online.
I have tried to get advanced calling, actually.
But you did that in the how long ago did you do that?
I did it. Oh, I don't know. It's been probably a, not a year ago, but like 9 months ago.
Did it work?
They said I couldn't. They said I have to change my plan. I'm with the nationwide plan, and I need to have like an edge plan or something.
I would try it again. Have I believe you're Have just call in and have them change it. And it only works for the iPhones. It only works for the iPhone 6s and iPhone 6s's.
I see. So yeah, they used to call it they used to call it Volt, voice over LTE, I think.
And yeah, that is what it is. It's called a few different things: advanced calling. It's also called HD calling, and just the non-branded term would just be simultaneous voice and data.
I see.
Because you can use voice, and you can also use data, which would be internet at the same time.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Layton, one other thing I really wanted to get out of the way, and I noticed this months ago, but Hacienda has a few billboards up in the Elkhart area, and they each have something to do, obviously, with food, but then also perfume. And this just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, almost, I can almost taste perfume when I look at their billboards. They have a nice big billboard, and usually a beautiful person, and then they have an actual can of perfume on the billboard, and it says Essence de Pollo, which is essence of chicken.
Essence of chicken.
How is that appetizing? It just makes me almost gag.
I mean, I don't know, Ruben. You don't think that smelling like a chicken is a good smell?
Well, I love how chicken smells, but all I can think of is the smell of a perfume when I'm ready to eat my chicken, or worse yet, tasting perfume.
Okay. And well, question is, are you saying that with these billboards, Hacienda is advertising, are they advertising their perfume, or are they just like trying to make like an analogy, or like making you smell the aroma of chicken? And they're hoping that...
I don't know what they're trying to do, but what it does for me is it makes me think of eating their chicken, but the taste being like perfume is what I am perceiving.
I see.
And that's just not good for me.
Not good for you?
No. And since they've had those billboards up, I don't think I've been to Hacienda since then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I did a Google search to see if I could find an image to post on the website, and I couldn't even find an image, which I'm assuming is because it's been so poorly accepted that they probably haven't tried it anywhere else besides Elkhart, Indiana. But next time I see it in the daylight, I will snap a picture of it, and I will either put it on our Facebook page or maybe even on the website. All right, I'm peeing.
Sweet.
So, Layton, you got through camp week.
Yes.
Let's go back again to you. Since camp week, you know, and we only have a few minutes to wrap this up. We have about 3 minutes left over. So either what happened post camp week or what are you looking forward to coming up?
Oh, my word. Okay, well, trying to think actually what I'm looking forward to. The biggest thing I'm looking forward to is Thanksgiving coming home. But post camp week, once camp week was over, I was just filled with relief and it was so freeing not having to worry about what's going to happen tonight or any of the activities, whatever. I'm trying to think.
Do you have any
Go ahead.
Do you have any big responsibilities? I mean, coming up outside of your normal routine. I mean, camp week was huge.
Really.
But is there anything?
Camp week was huge.
Is there anything similar to that in your future?
I do have the responsibility of editing together my cousin's wedding video. That is kind of big, I suppose.
What is the status of the Hillcrest podcast?
The Hillcrest podcast. Is that what you're trying to point to?
It wasn't, but it popped in my mind.
Good. The Hillcrest podcast is about to begin. It's about to begin. We just haven't gotten around to... I mean, it's actually... The equipment is set up. The equipment is ready to go. It's just I need to sit down. I want the first episode to be with the unit leader since it was kind of his baby or his idea. Of Hillcrest having a podcast. And so it's going to be me and him dueling it up on the mics. We're basically going to be explaining kind of like the purpose of that podcast and what it's for and what we intend to achieve through it.
All right. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more as you get started with it.
Yep.
All right, our time is pretty much up. Did you have any closing thoughts? No, we definitely need our phrase of the
word
week
of,
or day or word of the
word,
week.
Word of the week. Okay, well, in conclusion, I feel like our loyal listeners are probably like going through withdrawal, and yeah, I just want to apologize for that. For not putting out an episode. Mm-hmm. For a while. And then also the word of the week is probably going to have to be, oh my goodness, relief. I think relief is the word of the week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you again, Layton, for being with us. And we're not joined by Eric or Theodore today. And it might be
Why
tough.
Not?
Well, we're starting to record an hour earlier, and so it's a little bit tough for our mechanic friend Eric to be on the podcast. And Theodore wasn't here because he had to take a horse somewhere.
And that's he had not... to see a man about a horse.
There we go. Yeah, he had to see a man about a horse. I knew there was some idiom there, and I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay. Well, there you got it.
So. Until next time, I guess just be relieved that the French Press podcast is back on.
Yes, and I am. I am so relieved. So are the fans.
Hey, and one other thing, maybe the listeners don't care, but if you would ever want to, you know, ask a question to myself or Layton about Hillcrest, or maybe have a comment about some of his experiences, you can definitely do that over on Facebook. You can just like the page and send a message or leave a public comment if you'd like to, and we'll get to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Thanks, everybody, and I will see you next week.
Yeah.